SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
هل تعلم أن جهاز توجيه الواي فاي الخاص بك قد يعيق سرعة الإنترنت لديك، خصوصا إذا كان عمره أكثر من 5 سنوات؟ للحصول على نصائح حول كيفية الاستفادة القصوى من شبكة NBN الخاصة بك، تفضل بزيارة nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
For many people, understanding who you are begins at an early age. But what if you lived most of your life feeling different in a way that you don't have the words to explain? That has been the experience for many women, like Naomi.
Well, about 4 years ago, I was going through a really hard time in life with career burnout and just some other major transitions around like a long-term relationship breakdown and some family conflicts. And I was really, really struggling. And I started seeing a new psychologist. And then after a few months of seeing her, she said to me that she thought that I could be neurodivergent. And it was actually such a massive shock to me to be told this, because I'd never suspected it, even though I was very well aware I'd struggled throughout my life. But I think the reason that I just hadn't suspected it was because I had a very limited and stereotyped understanding of what autism and ADHD were, and I just didn't think that that could be me.
At 51 years old, Naomi is now able to look back and recognise the signs of her neurodivergence. But she says the year spent unknowing meant the impact of being negatively labelled by her peers stayed with her.
Yeah, growing up neurodivergent, being different to other children and people not really understanding why, you get a lot of criticism and negative feedback, and regularly too. It really doesn't feel good. And when you're growing up being told these things about you, these negative things, they're things that you really can't help. They're just part of, who you are. It causes a lot of confusion. And, for me personally, this resulted in a really strong desire to try to be perfect so no one could criticize me. I just wanted to go under the radar so I could fit in and be like everyone else.
The feeling of grief that comes with receiving a diagnosis is one that clinical psychologist Dr. Tamara May says is common.
Often women are told they're too much. You're too emotional. Because of the emotion dysregulation difficulties with autism and ADHD. So that's a very common narrative that they're told throughout their lives. Again, they're defective. In terms of the grief side of things, it's something I always talk to women that I help with the diagnosis, is that, there can be a real significant grief process that happens following receiving a diagnosis, because it can explain why they've had so many difficulties throughout their life. And people can become angry and upset that this wasn't picked up earlier in their life by parents or teachers or other health professionals that they've seen, that they've done a whole lot of therapy that doesn't really work for them, or they've tried medications that aren't really helpful for what they're going through, etc. And so it's a whole sort of grief process that has many different emotions that come up: anger, depression, just sadness, for the younger selves, what they've had to experience. So that, I think, grief process is very almost universal that people sort of go through. Their life might have taken a different, much easier path had they known this about themselves and been able to access the support and care that they needed and had that understanding around them.
Dr. May says that there are many complicated factors involved in diagnosing a neurodevelopmental condition such as autism or ADHD. Traditionally, she says it has been narrowly defined as affecting 1 in 10,000 people and something that impacts mainly boys. This focus on men and boys has meant that women and girls were not centered in research for neurodevelopmental conditions for a long time, and that they tend to be diagnosed at a later age. She says that's because traits common among girls and women are now being better identified.
Generally, girls tended to have more superficial social skills. So they might typically have one friend that they would almost become like a special interest to them. They would be very attached to that one friend. And so from the outside, it would look like, well, they have friends, whereas boys might have difficulties even you sort of making one friend and kind of being more alone or aloof. Perhaps they have better sort of superficial social skills and tend to sort of go under the radar and can mask some of their difficulties. But also often because autism has been so commonly associated with boys and men that girls were often diagnosed with other conditions like depression or social anxiety conditions like personality disorders, like borderline personality disorder. So they've often been put into a different bucket because clinicians, teachers, parents, etc. didn't realise that autism could commonly occur in girls.
As research continues to evolve, Dr. May says the shifting narratives around autism and ADHD can result in people gaining a better understanding of themselves without shame, and that it has the opportunity to break down the barriers and stereotypes that have often resulted in preventing diagnosis in women. Naomi is becoming a neuroaffirming counsellor, working for AMAZE on the Autism Connect helpline, which is a national helpline for anyone in the autistic community seeking support and resources. She has no regrets about discovering her neurodivergent identity.
I think that one of the things that people often experience as a neurodivergent person, if you're diagnosed later in life, is that sense that you're an outsider, that you're a bit different, you're a bit weird and strange, that you're awkward maybe, and or maybe that everyone else got the manual on how to do social communication and you just didn't get the memo. But when you're with others with the same brain style as you, things flow and that gives you more confidence in yourself as well. But every single person, no matter what brain type you've got your own style. And this kind of diversity, I mean, it makes society a richer, you know, more wonderful place.
SBS Audio brings you podcasts that explore the moments that shape us. Experience the highs and lows of starting a new life in Australia with My First Year. Dive into the complexities of growing up between cultures in Chinese-ish and unpack the notion of belonging in modern Australia with Like Us. Follow on your favorite podcast app or listen now on the SBS Audio app or sbs.com.au/audio.